Uses of Poetry by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. So what is the use of poetry these days? What use is it? What good is it? These days and nights in the age of Ortogeddon, in which poetry is what has been paved over to make a freeway for armies of the night, as in that palm paradise just north of Nicaragua, where promises made in the plazas will be betrayed in the back country, or in the so-green fields of the Concord Naval Weapons Station, where armed trains run over green protesters, where poetry is made important by its absence, the absence of birds in a summer landscape, the lack of love in a bed at midnight, or lack of light at high noon in high places. For even bad poetry has relevance, for what it does not say, for what it leaves out. Yes, what of the sun streaming down in the meshes of morning? What of white nights and mouths of desire, lips saying Lulu, Lulu over and over, and all things born with wings that sing, and far, far cries upon a beach at nightfall, and light that ever was on land and sea, in caverns measured out by man, where once the sacred rivers ran, near cities by the sea through which we walk and wander absently, astounded constantly by the mad spectacle of existence, and all these talking animals on wheels, heroes and heroines with a thousand eyes, with bent hearts and hidden oversouls, with no more myths to call their own, constantly astounded as if I am still by these bare-faced bipeds in clothes, these stand-up tragedians, pale idols in the night streets, trance dancers in the dust of the last waltz, in this time of gridlock, Ortogeddon, where the voice of the poet still sounds distantly, the voice of the fourth person singular, the voice within the voice of the turtle, the face behind the face of the race, a book of light at night, the very voice of life as Whitman heard it with soft laughter. Ah, but to free it still from the word processor of the mind. And I am a reporter for a newspaper on another planet, come to file a down-to-earth story of the what, when, where, how, and why of this astounding life down here, and of the strange clowns in control of it, the curious clowns in control of it, with hands upon the windowsills of dread demonic mills casting their own dark shadows into the earth's great shadow. In the end of time unseen, in the supreme hashish of our dreams.